thanks so much for taking some time to talk with me today. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure, my friend.
I also want to thank you first off for all the laughs that you've provided to us over the years, all the comedy, the amazing work that you've done. Really appreciate that.
Again, my pleasure. I enjoy your money.
You and Cheech Marin have worked together for so long, and you guys are still doing comedy together, I guess. How do the two of you keep your routines fresh?
Well, this is California, and in California, you need your Mexican. And when you find your Mexican, you hang on to him. And that's what I do with Cheech, man. You know, he was a gift from God, and I give thanks every time I look at his little fat chubby self.
You guys are still doing comedy. Are you on a national tour right now?
More or less. We're always on a tour, you know. We're either on a tour or we're in between tours. So it never stops, you know. We like it that way.
So how does the routine work with you guys when you guys are getting ready to do a show or some sort of act? Do you guys come up with a lot of material ahead of time, or is it just sort of all improvisational between the two of you at this point?
Well, the truth is we never rehearse. We rehearsed once, and it turned out to be a record called Days Not Here. And that was the last time we rehearsed. Because rather than when I was directing the movies, we'd always say, shoot the rehearsals. Because the rehearsals would be, sometimes it'd be the funniest things, you know. And so there's a mental telepathy that goes on. And we'll be writing to the gigs, and we'll talk about different things that's happening. The one of the great things about Cheech and I is that we have opposite views, you know. He has a different view than I do. And so there's tension and there's, what do you call it, conflict. And that works. But, you know, the key to my success and to the Cheech and Chong success is really my wife, Shelby.
Hmm.
She's in the show. And because when Cheech and I broke up, I got her to take over Cheech's part. And she did so well that she ended up doing solo. She does a 20-minute opening before Cheech and I come out, and then she sort of like, she was like the moderator when Cheech and I are on stage, and it really helps because it gives another dimension to the whole act, and so the whole show is very multi-dimensional.
Sure. You've been involved for so long in ending the prohibition of marijuana in the United States, and you've used medicinal cannabis oil in your own battle with cancer. I'm curious about what you see as the next big fight in the decriminalization and legalization of cannabis in this country.
Well, you know, what happened, it's very strange, but I mean, the universe works in very mysterious ways. The fact that it was illegal for so long brought out the best in the growers. Like, they found out how to grow the best weed in the shortest amount of time with the least amount of equipment. And so the growers have their act down. Now, the dealers, the people that sold it, same thing. They realized that it was a hard to get product, therefore they could charge a decent amount of money for that same product. And so the fact that it's been illegal for so long, but we've been using it for all the time it was illegal, therefore the only people that have to catch up are the people that want to tax it. Now they have to find some ways to tax it. And that's one of the reasons they made it illegal to begin with, was because they wanted something to replace prohibition. Because alcohol, once alcohol became legal, then you had FBI units that were formed just to combat alcohol they had to find something else, and so they turned to marijuana because it was a easy racist law to enact at that time. But now the racism has been exposed, and so what we have to do, what the government has to do now, really, is to leave us alone. We've got a system going. We'll pay whatever tax you want to a business tax, you know, and that's it. And then other than that, you know, marijuana is really going to be the cash crop that saves the world economy, not just America, but the whole world, because pot will grow everywhere and anywhere for anybody. And therefore, it's needed all over the world, you know, because it has positive effects with cancer, with MS, with headaches, with childbirth, with sexual dysfunction. Marijuana is the cure for so many illnesses that the only people that are kind of worried are the pharmaceuticals, until they realize that they can get a marijuana license and start selling it themselves. So it's a win-win all the way around.
You know, you have your own line of marijuana products, edibles, and I'm curious about kind of where you're going next with that. Are there some things that you would like to do in terms of your own business around marijuana that you'd like to see in the future?
Well, what we're doing, we're finding out CBD oil can be sold anywhere, and so we're getting behind a lot of good CBD oil, which is the ingredients that helps kids with epilepsy and Alzheimer's and all sorts of dysfunctional diseases that we have, including cancer. And so Chong's Choice, what we're more concerned with is making sure that the organic grower has a voice, and that's what Chong's Choice is. You know, we don't deal with anybody that uses pesticides in their growing methods. And so when you smoke a Chong's Choice joint, you know you're getting the healthiest of the healthy.
How do you find the growers that you work with?
They find us more than it's easier. And what we do, we've got people that go out and contact the growers, and if they recognize my name and know who I am, then we talk to them. And if they don't, then, you know, if they're not interested, then we don't talk to them. It's a very easy method, because there's so many growers now. Hmm. You know, there's so many people growing, because it's such an easy plant to grow, and it gives off 3 or 4 crops a year. So it's a miracle plant.
All right. So in your own personal consumption of marijuana, what's your favorite thing to do? Are you a smoker? Do you eat mostly? What's your favorite way to consume marijuana?
I've got a system now, because I wanted to tie marijuana in with old age, you know. And one of the problems with old age is that we stop using our brain and our body, you know.
Yeah.
We just feed it, you know. And so in order to get high, for instance, what I do, I make homemade bongs out of, discarded bottles and plastic bottles. And what I do, I'll go in my shop and I'll make a couple of bongs, and then I test them. And then that's usually the end of my bong making exercise. After I test my bong, I go up and I raid the refrigerator, and I got my so I've got a collection of bongs. And now, you know, it's getting bigger and bigger, and eventually, when I get enough, I'm going to put them on display. I was going to sell them for a minute. I was going to sell them. And then I decided, no, I don't want to sell them, because you're my babies, you know. And so I'm collecting them. And when I die, when I leave the planet, that's when all my bongs will be sold. And they'll be worth a lot of money then, because they're one of a kind.
The Tommy Chong Memorial Bong Collection. I like it.
That's right. That's right.
Well, Tommy, thank you so much for spending some time to talk with me today. It's really been a pleasure. I'm a huge fan.
Oh, thank you, guys. Take care now.
You too.